Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason Trevor Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
But you already know that because you're amazing Patreons who can turn a hawk into a dove and support us because you love.
That was good.
It's pretty good. I can't believe I made that rhyme. Anyways, you guys are awesome. So we're going to talk more about Geek History Lesson, talk more about Wonder Woman. We just did a big Wonder Woman movie review. Ashley.
Jason.
Let's talk about Wonder Woman 2.
Fuck yeah.
Let's talk about what we think could be in it. Now, let me ask you this.
Mm.
Do you think there will be a Wonder Woman 2?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now, I don't know the numbers from opening weekend, but I think that just based on...
Because we're recording it before opening
exactly,
weekend.
Exactly, yep. Yes. Mm-hmm. But I think just based on the goodwill that this movie has engendered, based on the
word of mouth is so strong.
The marketing campaign and just the sheer hype behind it. Plus, also, like, you can say whatever you want about BVS and Suicide Squad. They made a bajillion dollars.
Yeah.
So I think Wonder Woman is at the very least going to be a financial success. It's already a critical success.
Yep.
I think they'd be stupid not to do a Wonder Woman 2.
Okay. Well, I just want to point out that I guess you could count Batman v Superman sort of the sequel to Man of Steel.
That's what we thought it was for a long time.
But it's really.
I'm not saying it's coming in the next 3 years.
Yeah.
Because
we
have a whole slate of characters that we have to deal with before then. But I think of the current slate, Wonder Woman is the one that deserves it the most.
You know, the interesting thing is I think we might see Justice League 2 before we see Wonder Woman 2.
I think so, because it was always intended as a two-part
story. Yeah.
I think you're not wrong.
Yeah. All right, interesting. Let's talk about what we think Wonder Woman 2 could be about. Like, should Wonder Woman... Now, let's start with you, Ashley.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to ask you this. Do you have any strong ideas? There's many things. Patty Jenkins has once said that... She was like, I don't know whether Wonder Woman 2 would be set in the modern day, or they leave it open-ended.
Yes.
So she could have more adventures through history that we've never seen.
I think that's what you should do with her.
Okay, so what? Give it very loose, just talking off, throwing stuff at the wall. What do you think Wonder Woman 2 is?
I think it's World War II.
Okay.
It's the logical conclusion.
Yep.
The unfortunate thing, the logical continuation, I'm sorry. The unfortunate thing about that is you will not be able to include... Hardly any of the characters who appeared in Wonder Woman 1, unless you make them quite old.
You could include both of them. You could include Sammy and Charlie and Chief. They would have to be in their 50s.
No, it's going to be Etta, and Etta's going to be her flatmate or something, or her secretary.
But then Etta would be an old woman as well.
She would be an older.
They all could be alive.
They could be alive, yeah. Yes, but they're not going to be action heroes the way they are now.
Mm-hmm.
Etta, again, might be the only one who retains her role because she does kind of run point on the mission.
Yeah.
But really, that's it. And look, I'm not saying because you're in your 50s or 60s or 70s that you're useless.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm just saying the way we typically cast these movies and the way people typically ask, you know, that's what it is.
Sure.
Because I think you and I discussed this earlier today, actually, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't think that what happens in Steve's death, I don't think that's what makes her leave man's world.
Well, yeah, because we brought that up because that is a very significant line in Batman v Superman. What is the incident mm-hmm. that made her abandon? Like, because here's the thing. She doesn't show up in the Kryptonian invasion.
Right, exactly.
So why was she just like, eh?
Yeah, so I think it's, because I don't know if they thought they were going to get that far.
True, but
yes.
I'm giving you a story.
Retcon, yeah.
I'm giving you a story
really,
retcon.
What I think it is I think she sees the beginning of the Second World War, or she goes and fights in it, and she's like, I saved you.
Mm-hmm.
I saved this world, and you did this again without Ares. I think that is what would drive her. That's what I would do.
Who's your villain?
Because
you got to have a villain. We obviously learned.
So
all
my
movies.
Villain is, you know, there's always this thing, right? The people who fought in World War II were the children of people who fought in World War I.
Yeah.
Because it's, as a broad generalization, because there's a whole generational gap there, 30
yes.
years.
By the way, if you want to see an excellent story that deals exactly with that issue, mm-hmm. Hacksaw Ridge.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, yeah.
By the way, if you haven't seen Hacksaw Ridge, I thought that war movie was amazing.
There you go. Here, yep. From a soldier's mouth.
From a soldier's mouth. The best movie that's ever dealt with PTSD is Hacksaw Ridge.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I would make it, and we touched on this a little bit in our Golden Age 1D main episode, I would make it Dr. Poison 2.
Her daughter.
Her daughter, yes. And I would make her under the tutelage of her mother, cast the same actress, put her in old lady makeup, I don't care. And I would have her... I would have her daughter be maybe the person who is in charge of the gas chambers or something like that. Because I think they set up, you know, an interesting idea, an interesting character who's an important part of Wonder Woman from that era. And then by letting her live, you got to bring her back.
I agree.
And I think then making her the big bad as opposed to Ares could be a really interesting thing. Now, you do get into touchy territory when you want to have, you know, a woman versus a woman. Like, there are people who don't like that. But I think Dr. Poison is an interesting enough character that's what I would want to mine. Mm-hmm. Now, there might be building out. You know, she might have some allies that I would bring in. But my first inclination would be to return to the well that is Dr. Maru. Yeah, totally.
Nice.
How about you? Do you have any strong ideas? Strong feelings?
I want to take pieces of your pitch.
Go for it.
And I want to jazz it up.
We collaborate on a lot of stuff.
Can I do that?
Yeah, you absolutely can.
Okay.
Copyright Geek Israel.
I agree with you. I think you have to do World War II.
Mm.
But I think you have to do the end of World War II, just like the end of this. But I'm going to give you something.
So like 1945. Sure.
Early 45 or 45 40, early yeah. late 44, somewhere in there. My Diana is now an agent for the United States government. She can wear the white 70s outfit.
Don't think she stays in Britain?
Or she's a secret agent.
Sure, okay.
For the allies.
They were all allies, so yeah, there you go.
She becomes a spy like Steve.
Oh, that's sweet.
And Etta is her still secretary, and I want her to wear the white outfit.
Yeah.
She doesn't wear the Wonder Woman garb, and she hasn't since that battle.
Yes.
She's put it away. But she's like, but World War II, I want us to see a Wonder Woman that has been fighting this war for 5 years and is driving herself insane because she's like, I don't understand. Ares is dead.
Yeah.
What is going on? I like your idea of Dr. Poison. Dr. Poison would not be my main villain. I also don't know how much I want to deal with the gas chambers, although I kind of like that idea, but I don't.
I only touch on that because gas was her big thing, and it was all I could come up with. But a touchy subject, yes.
Well, I might change it to where she learns maybe the Germans were trying to build a nuke.
Sure.
Which was true.
Yes.
I'm also going to give her a different villain that is working over. Her villain is Deimos, son of Ares, god of fear.
Would you have Strife show up as well?
Why not? Two gods for one.
I think Strife is really cool in the Azzarello run.
I'm going with the god of fear.
Good call.
Because for World War II, if you look at World War II, a lot of fear.
Yes.
And I think this is the god to... Also, he's a demigod, just like her.
Just like her. More even playing field.
So he's just been living on Earth somewhere.
Yeah.
And he can infect her.
It'd be cool if they could cast an actor who like kind of looked like her.
Mm-hmm.
Like they looked like they maybe could be cousins or
Ooh,
something.
Ooh, I'm down for that. Yeah, make Deimos a woman. Sure, why not? Why not? Who cares? But yeah. But that's her like fist fight, biggie fight. But it more is I want to go for a psychological thing. So I want this fear to drive her, and then for me, the incident that drives her away from Man's War is that she beats Deimos, she stops Deimos or whatever, or and she stops the German nuke, and then she learns the Allies dropped the bomb.
Hiroshima, yeah.
Her allies.
Her people.
Government.
Yeah.
Her people who he thought was the good guys dropped the bomb because they feared the war going on too long.
Yeah.
That's where she's like, I'm
That's
done.
That's good.
She's like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done with all of you.
Yeah. You all suck.
You all suck. You're all so full of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Deimos has infected this world just like Ares so much. I can't save you. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. And she abandons the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think she leaves. And I think you give her the final scene with Etta.
It has to be. Or you have her come back when Etta dies.
Ooh,
that's when she comes back and she gives her the Amazonian burial right, whatever that is.
Yeah,
or
I like
she
that.
Takes her to Paradise Island or...
I like that. I like
whatever.
That.
Yeah, she no, comes she, back for Etta.
Now, in my movie too, I don't know if I have her go back to Themyscira.
I would never go back, but I would have her like find a way to contact them and be like, can I send her to you? And you see like her put Etta on a boat and it disappears into the fog.
Interesting. Because I got the impression from the first movie that she can't find Themyscira simply because, like, how could you figure out
what she finds it all the time.
yeah, I would... You know what? I would rather see a flashback to Themyscira.
Sure.
Of, like, some sort of lesson, some sort of thing.
Oh, that's gonna tie into...
And the only guy that I bring back is I bring back Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see Sammy as an old man hook her up with some sort of gizmo or thing or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
The other thing I do in this movie is I want her to fight in a major battle in World War II, and I think it might be the Battle of the Bulge because I don't want to do D-Day because that's Captain America. And I want her.
It's a good one.
I want a soldier to save her life, and that is Jonathan Kent Sr.,
mm-hmm.
Jonathan Kent's dad.
You just see, like, he doesn't tell her, but it says, like, you see his dog tags
Kent.
Or something. Yeah, Kent.
He's
yeah.
Kent. So we connect it back into the universe.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, which is canon to the comic books, that Jonathan's dad fought in World War II.
Yeah, I would like that.
But I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot of things to work out, but that's kind of the basic thing. I would try to make it different from this movie as much as possible because I wouldn't want it to be like, oh, I've got to kill this one guy. I kind of want her to be like the idea that she's frustrated. She doesn't understand.
Or Deimos should appear as a false ally.
Yeah.
She should like work with Deimos and then it becomes, there's a betrayal or something like that.
Oh my God. Do you know who Deimos should be?
No.
Sammy.
No, don't do that to Sam. Or he possesses Sammy.
She never meets Sammy again. Sammy's been dead for years.
Oh, that'd be so sad.
Yeah. But think about it in terms of the themes of the story.
Yeah.
It would encapsulate her fear if one of her closest allies was like, no, you find out that Sammy died like 5 years before the war.
Yeah.
And Diana just hasn't kept in touch.
Yeah.
You know, that I think that's a good call. Like, yeah, Deimos is Sammy.
I would say, though, when they do Wonder Woman 3. Then
you go back to Themyscira.
Whenever you make your modern day Wonder Woman movie, I think you should make her the ambassador.
Ooh, I'll, here you go. Here's Wonder Woman 3. You ready? Here you go. She.
Warner Brothers can call us at any time.
She creates the Hall of Justice that is sovereign ground for the Justice League.
Oh, that's nice.
In Washington, D.C. And in turn, through Star Labs and Victor Stone, they find out. They can figure out where Themyscira is. They can boom, boom, boom.
They can boom tube.
There it is.
Something,
they
yeah.
boom tube into Themyscira. Themyscira is burning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonder
yeah.
Woman 3.
Yeah.
There you go. I think these are good movies. DC Comics, we are on the line. Patty Jenkins, we're ready for you.
Yeah. Patty Jenkins can direct all of these.
Oh, yeah. Have her. And to be honest with you, Alan Heinberg, run.
Sure.
Here, we'll just give you the outline. Give us a nice little, give a story by.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll let you get the screenplay.
Yeah. Because, or we'll write the first draft and you can fix it.
Yeah, there you go. All right, guys. Thank you so much for your support over at Patreon. It really helps. It makes a big difference. And we hope you enjoy our conversations. We hope you enjoy Wonder Woman 2 and 3.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. I am Jason Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And we'll see you in, we forgot to say, we will have a hiatus next week.
Oh, that's right.
There will not be an episode of Geek History Lesson next week. So
there.
Go play by yourselves.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.